you're purifying in a hurry. Sensations. Well, now, don't you just stick your tongue in when she lays it down on it? Don't you just let your tongue come loose and just speak the words of the Lord?
Father does live on inside of me. And I've been swallowed up into us. And we are all one, said the Lord. And my power, and my glory, and my healing power, and my miracle-working power does flow out of our bodies, said the Lord. And the work that I did, even greater work than these shall you do.
We could go through a lot more, and you've seen me do this many years ago. Geneva, Gary, Josh, and none of you understood it, but all of these things will begin to work in your life because you are purifying in your body and in your breath in a hurry. I mean in a hurry. Stand up. Fulfill all the things in the scripture. When you go to the Father, Jesus gets through. And if they both are working on it, your breath takes on a, just like you see in the Old Testament, like Elijah, Elisha, when breathed down in that boy's mouth, life came in that dead boy's mouth. Now, since we're not prudes, you're holding her up. As you go through this change, are you able to leave by the bed of Shemini? I mean, God's got a bad over here. As you go through this chain, you'll have some things going on you that are real strange. Since we lost all the fruit, you're just down here. Just open your mouth. Now, when you have the dead to raise, you have the dead to raise, you may use this. You have your children looking not only to breathe on, grab them, hold their mouth open, and breathe them, destroy them, working to save them. Some of you have noticed that you just completely lost your sexual desire. Now others have noticed that your sexual desires took on a change. There wasn't any more drive for sex. There was a flowing of love that was just ready to be whatever. You know? You weren't uptight about it. Also, some of you have noticed, and I'm going to bring this out, as you begin to move into this thing, you begin to have, let's explain it real clearly where you can understand it, you begin to have secretions. Bye. Okay, come on, Rachel. Don't sit there and maybe they have to come point you out. And this is your body purging itself. Jesus explained it. That what you eat goes into the body and it purges itself and it goes out in the drops. And this is exactly the way it works. It begins to purge itself and bring forth purity and it gets balanced and leveled out. Okay. Now you've also noticed something else. Shine. You look in the mirror and you'll see you're shining. You powder yourself, maybe try to get the shine off. You look back and you're still shining again. Oh, don't get upset. This is the way it's supposed to be. Lord, that day that shall shine forth in my kingdom. And many other things will be in heaven. Things of your social behavior that you used to thought were just terrible. Now they don't even matter to you. Now, I want to show you something else. This is not only happened on the one, Strap, come here, Carol. Not only happened on the one that had the experience, but every one of those that sit by, and I've been saving some of these for this purpose, every one of those that sit by and see it happen, even though they don't realize it, if they believe in their heart, it works on them sitting right there on the floor. They don't know it because we're going to bring them for everyone to have an experience. But they have the same working. It says, sit there and look, is the ones that are strapped on the back. And it goes so gentle, you don't even know it. What do we call an experience? Just turn around, Carol. Brother Josh, stand up. Gus, catch him. Just spit on your finger. Just hold it right on his forehead there. Just hold it. All right, good. See him close, go down.
By grace
and love through faith. cheap right there. And a lot of other things worked in you, tried to come against you, round up, but he cut you right there. You made that action of faith, you took it out of your hands. All you had to do is just stay in obedience, not work to strive and move into just what you did. That's cut loose from all your old nature. All working themselves. The second gate,
the second gate
is a great scene.
Is a great scene.
In the memory of Jesus.
In the memory of Jesus.
And the memory of our Father,
and the memory of our Father, in which we by faith
cast our past life,
cast our past life,
and all past mistakes,
and all past mistakes,
in the sea of forgiveness,
in the sea of forgiveness.
Now you didn't know it when you did that, but you're proving it. Of all your fruity went in there. He's trying to hold on to you for a little while. The third gate.
Flesh and bread
in which every living thing has died.
Every living thing has died.
Heaps of our old blood.
Heaps of our old blood.
Flesh and bread.
Flesh and bread.
And purifies us.
And purifies us.
Ready to deliver.
Ready to deliver.
Then we are delivered.
Molded
in the image of Jesus,
by the washing
of
regeneration,
and the renewing
of
the Holy Ghost,
swallowed into.
Inside the pearl of his body. Sealed in by the Spirit of love in the body of Jesus. In order to get you out, makes it greater. God has to move somebody where they've escaped the corruption that's in the world through blood, where he can perfect in them that great love that it takes to break that seal of love in the body of Jesus, bring you out of him. Love will break in love. Love builds in love. Bring you out of him. Bring you into the Father. And we found this love. He drew it. Demonstrated in the Apostle John. Jesus told him, he said, greater things shall you have than I have. Thought he knew they'd be necessary. And Christ in John built a greater love than he had in himself in the body of his flesh. He built in his resurrection. He resurrected a love of fire, a love of compassion that was able to break that seal. Love inside the body of Christ, deliver you and I out into the Father. The Lord told me, he said, now if you receive the ones that I sent, that you receive their works. Okay, I received them. He said, I'll do the same in you. He had to do it. He said, in the love works first and left and more evil and attack evil on every side. You say speaking of evil. To be uncompromised, it'll attack prudery and go down to judgment, all snickerings of the heart and everything. You said this must be before love can ever be perfected. Oh,
we are dead.
And our life is hidden.
And our life is hidden
with Jesus Christ.
Inside our Father God.
We are in Christ. Jesus Christ inside us. Christ and our Father,
Christ and our Father,
all are one,
all are one.
Now, in order to break that love, I couldn't do it myself, to break that seal of love, couldn't do it by myself. And for long, many years, even though I can't say I consciously all the time knew what I was looking for, Lord, and me looking for people. And a particular person. I knew they were there. Because the Lord said the two has got to agree together and pray. And that's the law of Christ. Lord found it, knowing it for the foundation of the world. And the little girl left everything she had, come over there like many of you did, slept on the floor by the refrigerator. I'd wake her up in the middle of the night when I got the coffee. Couldn't dare speak it, couldn't say it. We found it in some of you, Mr. Gates. Running her own way, trying to seek every pleasure.
reason, no reason at all. Just not knowing she was crying out for the Lord, but crying out for Brother Pruitt. All in on the phone. Wife told me, the Lord said, don't even answer it. Leave her alone. Said, I want her just to pray and get to where she knows. Whoa. Working for you. Lydia. Come into the meeting first time. Didn't know anything. No Pentecostal background. Filled with inferiority complex. Didn't think she could do anything. But right out of the middle of a crowd of so-called religious spiritual giants, the Lord had me to reach and get little old Lydia and pull her up to Jesus and put his power out through her hands. And through her, he began to provoke others. I won't say anything about wholehearted Greg or some of the rest of you. But all of this time, Brother Ron Davis, because of the selection of God, he selects whom he will. And he doesn't ask you whether you want to be selected or not. And when it comes time for the selection, you may be like Paul on the road to Damascus to do evil, but that day you may have to be struck blind. But he strikes you. When it came time for my selection, I run for 3 years, but he struck me down to death. Just before I went into bed, he spoke, said, now there you go. And you know, I was so hard till I just said, so be it. It's untimed now for you to understand that God has reached out through his foreknowledge, knowing every action of yours, and he has selected you for this job. And you didn't have a choice. God's job. You going out on me again? No. Run over you now, Charlie. He had to get you in early, though, Ron, because he had to slay that old mine over here. He had to have me just almost to seem cruel, just to pick on you for years. And I did. Rebuke in front of everybody. Ridicule you. But you know why? Well, I don't care what Brother Pruitt does to me. I'm still going to stay. But he did things according to the pleasure of his goodwill, and we had to suffer in the thing, didn't we? I had to suffer with all of your mess, and you had to suffer with getting rebuked and shamed and called everything in the world through rebuke, knowing it was rebuked by grace. In fact, the Lord had you to coin that word, rebuked in grace. But it was humiliating, wasn't it? But it brought you to the place. He did his word. Had to put you through all the sorts. That's a shame to even speak about this. But you know why you have to do that? You thought you were righteous. You did good. You had to show you were righteous. I looked at you, I forbid to speak. Why? I couldn't touch you. The working of the Lord. So don't you get in there and touch them. Sometime when you would storm come to counsel me, I'd just go to talking about something else and lead you off from what I was supposed to be talking to you about. To keep from the messing of the work of the Lord. Oh. How many of you ever had come to me and you didn't get an answer out? You were more confused when you left than you were when you come. I had to. I couldn't talk to you about what the Lord's done because you were under the chastening of God. Preparing you for this. But
the desire
of our loving Father, is to bring forth sons and daughters out of
Christ,
and let them inherit the fullness of God.
By the Lamb,
our Lord Jesus Christ.
I looked and I saw
144,000
standing on Mount Zion,
which is the kingdom of God.
Led by the Lamb,
which is our Lord Jesus.
They are virgins,
in their mouth no guile. I've had to slay you many ways in obedience to the Lord. Anything to get your own way out of it. Ignore you. Put you off somewhere and let you drive. Not even talk to you. And when I did talk to you, talk to you like you were some kind of rat, which you were. At times you thought I was the most unreligious person you had ever seen, and you were right. You'd see me doing things you didn't understand. You'd see me doing things. I just don't believe Jesus does those things. Went into San Francisco one time with Jesse. I'll just tell it. I don't care. Given me the victory through Jesus. We're going to stand. It doesn't matter. Anymore. You know, during the time of restoration, I had to become all things to all people. I had to just live a tenfold life, sometimes 100-fold. Religious, I'd have to be religious. Unreligious, I'd have to be unreligious. And it took me really hard. When I went into San Francisco, Jesse was in a place there, living with a bunch of folks, and there's all the depraved in mankind was right in there, you know. And, of course, he expected me to come in there and jump on him because they was smoking pot and poppy seeds, and I just went in there and I'm thankful, sent out and got some beer or something, maybe I drank something else. Not understanding, see, they was trying to make me drunk, not understanding that anybody didn't drink any deadly things. Y'all had heard it, I could sit there and drink it all day. Make any difference, because I explained it to him because I had a large liver, but it wasn't. But to make a long story short, God had reached out to Jesse, and he brought in a homosexual. There I was sitting up there about, you know, drinking away. All at once, the Spirit of God just began to lay that old boy's life open. So I saw you standing by your mother, right beside the church pew, when God calls you, and the Spirit of God, Christ from beside me, struck him like lightning, and those demons began to come out of him, and he began to fight and rail. And Jesse was over there, he soaked up in the hurt. But it's time to reach and get him. No matter where it took, God, the decision is this. The Lord said, if I have to send you into the pit of hell to get one, you will go. I will go. And that's where I went. And many other places I went that I don't care to put on this tape. Had to go. Why did I have to go into the pit of hell? Because there's where God elected me. Keeping secret most of my life where I was and what I was doing to keep from offending those. You'll find out there's a lot more people.
Father's name.
and to do things in obedience to the Lord. The Lord did not rise. Had to get up before you and act a monkey and auction off stuff. Brought to a place willing to do anything. Willing to become your enemy or your friend. Satan, and also to set the lives of other people in the kingdom in order. Well, you're in a state of bewilderment. And the enemy accuses you, least little thing. He accuses you of something wrong with you. You know, this has been your old way of life. One time when he wants to trap you, he says, I'm God. And the next time when he wants to drive you away from God, he says, I'm God the devil. So he accuses God.
I looked and I saw
144,000 virgins were they.
Having escaped
the corruption of the world, they followed the Lamb, no guile in their mouth, Then I looked and I saw, multitudes of people, dressed in white, no man could number, These are they, delivered to our Father,
virgins of Christ,
by the virgins of Christ,
who escaped the lust of flesh,
who escaped the lust of flesh.
See the order of God? Bring forth that remnant, the 144,000, the elect, and through them, begin to move and bring forth that multitude in the sand of the sea. Oh. And I looked and I saw, a great wide river, flowing out of the river flowing back into the earth. Now, here is crystal. Oh, here by body, blood, breath. Well, I'm not perfect. Promise you the fullness of Christ, he gave it to you. He clothed it upon you. He didn't promise you the fullness of Father, he clothed them upon you. So now you inherit them as you by grace through faith just move into them, and then they absorb inside you. This is what's been happening. Then what he just promised in the Bible, you have to struggle around and drive. According to his divine nature, hath given up. That's divine nature. Jesus clothed upon one with a body. Not all be. Half given. Fully given. So now he could overcome it. How? By grace and faith. And here it all went. You don't believe it. You're better.
I look and I saw
in the midst of the river.
river got wider.
As the river got wider.
The tree of life got wider.
The tree of life got wider.
Hanging over each bank.
Hanging over each bank.
Leaves for the healing of the nation. A little bit, the river gets wider, they get a little wider, they get a little wider, they get a little wider. Blood and flesh. And I looked and I saw.